Victoria, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. Mowers and More, 224 Ulster Avenue, Saugerties. He's getting ready for a busy season, I hope, huh?
We are. We're expecting it to be probably one of our busiest.
I would hope so. How was it last year? A bounce back year this year?
Yeah, it was quite crazy last year. Everybody took up an interesting hobby, which was their backyards.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Quite busy.
So what do you think the biggest change in the industry is going to be from last year to this year?
Well, in general, we're going to see a lot of battery equipment is going to become more popular, and for good reasons, without getting too crazy about it, right? So we've come a long way since the NiCad batteries, which were heavy and they didn't last very long, and you always had to replace them. The new lithium ion batteries are just fantastic, and they're giving you the same performance that you'd get in a gas machine, and they're lasting longer, so you don't have to smell like two cycle equipment, but you can still do the same work.
So Victoria, tell me, what kind of equipment could I use that would be better with a battery as opposed to gas?
So I mean, you can get pretty much all the equipment with batteries, but common things that you'd see that would work really well for like a homeowner would be like a string trimmer or a chainsaw or a hedge trimmer. Those are all things that you don't use as often, so it's great to just be able to pick it up and not have to worry about fuel, and you can just go and
excellent.
Clean up the yard quick.
Victoria is here, Mowers and More. It is 224 Ulster Avenue in Saugerties, 30 years, second generation. So we have some people moving up, a lot of people getting out of the city, getting out of their apartments in the home for the first time. What makes you different than the big old box stores?
So there's quite a few things. I'll summarize. So we have several decades of experience with this type of equipment and helping people figure out what will work best on the property that they're trying to, you know, landscape and make nice. And it's really hard. It's not the box store employees' fault. They're great people and they're very helpful, but it's very difficult to be an expert in all of the things that they have there. So we're able to focus on our stuff and help you get the thing that you need. The funny, you know, what we say is it's kind of silly to get your mower from the same place that you can get your toilet. It's very hard to be an expert in both of those areas.
Right.
If you are, I would love to talk. We'd love to have a beer with that person.
That's great. It's strange.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, you also service equipment. Tell me about that.
We do. So we spend a lot of our time servicing equipment from all kinds of stores. It doesn't have to come from us, and many brands that we don't sell. We focus on areas that other places might miss. A lot of the time you're going in, you might just get your oil change. We spend a lot of time focusing on the whole machine to make sure that we catch anything ahead of time. That way you don't have to bring it back or you have any safety issues. So we had a John Deere unit that came in not too long ago with the last big storm, that the guy had taken it to another servicer shortly before it got to us, and they had it serviced, except when they brought it home and went to go plow the snow with it, it caught on fire.
Oh.
And so that was a simple thing. We found a mouse nest in the engine shroud.
No.
We did. And that was something that the other dealer maybe should have caught.
You'd think.
Because two things. It cost the customer twice as much, right? Because they had to come back again. And it's also dangerous. So, you know, we look at the whole thing. We focus on restoring things to OEM spec. We want everything to be the way that it's supposed to be. And we want to give you the opportunity to say no to a repair if you don't want to, but at least you know.
You got to know.
You're deciding and not the mice.
Nice. Mowersandmore.org. What are the hours, Victoria?
Yep. So we're there Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Fantastic. Mowers and More. Final word is yours. What do you want to say?
The biggest thing is going to be getting out there ahead of time. There's going to be a lot of back orders this year. Supply is going to be short, and that's across the whole country. So if you're thinking about getting something or if you need something fixed, come out now and do it while there's time and supply.
30 years, you obviously have, you've got your act together. And thank you for taking a minute and appreciate that. Have a great season.
Thanks, Bob. It's been great.